Yeah, no, it's been a pretty tough start to the schedule, but we just got to bounce back with as much recovery as possible. Obviously, it was a tough road trip. Obviously, losing to New Zealand the way we did, it's a long flight back to think about it, but the boys had yesterday away from basketball, so it was good just to freshen our minds and get ready for this week.
How about yourself? You've played a lot of minutes in the centre position there. How do your body feeling up? Obviously, you had a lot of troubles last year just staying out there on the court.
Yeah, no, the body's feeling really well. Probably the best it has since I've been in Perth. And I think a lot of that's been the move back to the four spot, which I've really enjoyed.
You now had a bit of time to think about what went wrong against the Breakers.
We just watched film then, and I think we missed 8 wide-open layups, so that's 16 points right there. We allowed their shooters to feel comfortable. You can't allow Corey Webster, who's probably the best shooter in the league, to get comfortable early on and drain 28 points on us. So probably a bit of both, offense and defense, that we need to fix before this week.
How much do you boil down when you're missing so many shots in that game? Can you boil it down and work on it, or do you just chalk it up to one of those nights?
I think a bit of both, a bit of concentration, I think. Got in the boys' minds, but yeah, might have been one of those games, but we got to come back, fix those things if we want to continue to build on this season.
And down low, they beat you in the rebound counts. One of the first times you guys have lost this season.
Yeah, I think the last 4 games we've been down in our rebounding, so that's one thing we pride ourselves on. We're probably the tallest and biggest team in this league, so for us to be successful, we've got to win the rebound count.
Is that your major point of difference in the league? I mean, a lot of people have got good shooters, a lot of people have got other strengths, but you guys are so good down low with yourself and Nate and Tom.
Yeah, no, we pride ourselves on our rebounding, especially us big guys, and it limits them to second chance points, which on the last 4 games we've given up quite a few. So if we can limit teams getting offensive rebounds, it allows us to get out and run and get easy points.
Have you been reasonably happy with your form on the road, though, this year? You've got some pretty big wins and late in games as well, when possibly you should have been tiring.
Yeah, no, we've had 2 pretty big wins down at Illawarra where we've trailed about 8 or 9 points halfway through the last quarter. So Trevor tells us each game we hang in there, then anything can happen. And we've done that on the road. And obviously this year, how close this competition is, you've got to win on the road. And yeah, so we're just trying to do the best as we can on the road, and if we get 1 or 2, we're happy with that.
Are you reasonably happy with how you're going overall? Because a lot of you have admitted you're not playing your best yet, but you're still in second spot. You've still been winning more games than most of the comp.
Yeah, exactly. Competition's pretty close, but I don't think we've strung 2 wins together since the start of the season. So we're nearly halfway through the season now. So for us to become a title contender, we got to start putting wins on the board back to back, even if it's on the road or the end of a back to back road trip. For us to make the top 4 or top 2 as we want, so we can get home court, we need to start being better as a team.
Talk about putting more pressure on the shooter. How hard is it though with the lineup? Obviously, you're such a tall lineup, getting from one end of the court to the other quickly and not letting them set and be comfortable in those shots that you spoke of.
Yeah, no, it's obviously, you're probably a couple of bigger guys running around, but no, we just got to rebound, get the ball, get it out to our guards. We've got some of the quickest guards in the competition. Allow them to get up before the defense sets.
Matt, just going back to a couple of those late surges you've had later in the game, can you pop that down to, is it fitness? Is it just a mental thing?
I think it's a bit of both. We had a pretty tough preseason this year, and we worked our butts off really hard for this occasion. And we know it's a 40-minute game, so it's pretty close, but yeah, if we can hang around, we knew with Illawarra, they're going to make shots, but obviously they're going to dry up at some stage, and we just got to use that to our momentum and build on it and just get stop after stop and build on the other end.
What are your thoughts on Adelaide going into this game?
Yeah, they're tough. Obviously, the import change, bringing in Randall, he's been a massive difference for them. He's very quick, he gets others involved, and he's a big-time scorer, so but then you still got like the Daniel Johnsons and Adam Gibsons who have been there for a while and know Joey's system. So it's going to be a fast-paced game, but one we're looking forward to.
He's so quick and electric in what he does out there on the court and really sort of gets them up and going. How do you stop someone like that?
We just got to try and limit his impact. Obviously, he's going to score because that's what he does, but if we can limit him getting others involved, then we'll go a long way to helping us get a win.